The stock market, well, to a lot of people, it looks dangerous. But in dangerous times, there are also opportunities. David Trainer is here to talk about them as we head to the danger zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, a unique financial and stock research firm and securities research firm, in that they evaluate securities from the bottom up. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way to the top, and they're looking to see where the numbers maybe are a little bit misleading, so that when somebody looks at the surface level and says,
"You are so good looking,"
they're asking the question,
"Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?"
And if something's not as attractive, well, that makes it dangerous. But in the spirit of, you know, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful, of late we've been talking a lot about attractive stocks. Stocks that, well, yeah, when you're digging at the bottom up, the public's maybe getting the wrong picture. That's because they're looking and thinking that things are ugly. But in the world of New Constructs, those securities are actually pretty good looking. So if you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, great to have you back on Money Life.
It's great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the attractive zone this week?
John B. Sanfilippo and Son.
John B. Sanfilippo and Sons, this is the company behind like Fisher Nuts and all of those other sorts of things. And of course, buying stock in a nut company.
This is nuts.
Well, it might have some people thinking this is nuts, but like I said, you find it attractive. So what has you looking at ticker JBSS and thinking,
"Hello, sexy"?
This is another situation where we think investors are sort of overwhelmed with the sort of negative news, and they've kind of thrown the baby out with the bathwater. We think it's in many ways a defensive play because, you know, people are always going to eat, and nuts are increasingly considered a healthy snack, and these guys are playing right into that. They're trading at a historically low valuation. They're best in brand or best in industry sort of margins and capital turns and return on capital business. So it's run well. Executives are paid on shareholder-friendly metrics. The value-added plan focuses on economic profit, which is awesome. We call that economic earnings. We love it when firms are paying executives based on performance that actually drives profits for shareholders. And so that's a win-win.
At the same time, we've got so many changes in the way people are shopping, eating, doing other stuff. I mean, you said nuts are the healthy alternative in many cases, but is this a case where this business, you know, you said it's undervalued, it's been beaten down, but is there a reason to believe that this would be one of those companies that is somehow fundamentally changed by what we're going through? Or the answer is no, you know, this is nuts. Is everybody likes nuts at some point, you know, who's not allergic to them, and they're going to be buying them and they're going to keep buying them.
Yeah, that's kind of the way we're looking at it. And this has sort of been our whole see through the dip thesis. And we're seeing this play out well with a lot of these stocks. They're just, you know, look, people tend to be overwhelmed by the present. And when things look bad, they extrapolate that into perpetuity too much or too far out. And, you know, let's face it, like, you know, most stocks trade on average, just for, you know, just to keep it simple, at a 20 times PE. So if you lose a whole year of earnings, you're talking about a 5% dip, right? That makes sense. Like, you lose 5% of your earnings, the stock goes down 5%, you lose a whole year. And these stocks that have been part of our see through the dip thesis, we're talking about being down, you know, 30, 40, 50%. And John B. Sanfilippo is trading at a 60% discount to its no growth value. And so when the business has been growing great during the whole pandemic, and we think it's got a chance to get back up to that point, you know, at least make some progress toward it. There's just no reason. The fundamentals make no sense at much less than this.
Give us an idea of how off the price is from the fundamentals.
Well, we think, look, at $110 a share, it would be trading at parity with its peers on a return on invested capital basis. We think it's got an opportunity to grow faster than peers because it's got greater profits and expanding into the healthier food brand of nuts, spectrum of nuts. And so we think that's a minimum. If it trades at 131, again, that's just its economic book value. It's no growth book value. So that's a big opportunity as well. So, it's so cheap and the business looks so good and it's getting kind of, crushed by the pandemic fears. This is an opportunity to pick up a good value play.
Yeah, and I should point out the stock's trading for about $85 a share. So just to get to the 110 and just get even with peers is a $25 per share gain, about 30% up from where it is. And as you pointed out, you could make a case for much higher than that. So the fact that it is not being looked at necessarily, well, again, this would be a little bit nutty.
This is nuts.
And that's why John B. Sanfilippo and Sons is, the ticker symbol JBSS, is the attractive zone pick this week from David Trainer. David, always great to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, John.
If you want to learn more about JBSS, John B. Sanfilippo and Son, well, New Constructs blogs about all of their danger zone picks. So go to the website, newconstructs.com, to check it out and learn more. They're on Twitter at New Constructs, and you can also find the most attractive and most dangerous stocks there as well. They update that list every month. All right, we are heading for home on the July 13th edition of Money Life. Up next, Andrei Katusov from Seven Canyons will be here talking stocks when we come back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.